W4DJW Mobile.
DJW, good afternoon. This is KC4STR, Steve. How are you doing this afternoon?
S or STR? This is Dave. I'm doing good. How are you?
Sierra Tango Romeo, S as in Steve. I'm doing just fine.
My ears are 67 years old, so F's and S's are hard for me to distinguish between each other. So you're doing good? Dobbs and I just left AutoZone. We're headed to get a sandwich. I think we're going to go through McDonald's to get lunch. How about you?
Sitting here doing a little work, giving my brain a break. Looking at spreadsheets for too long, my eyes get crossed, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, everything starts getting blurry. You start watering, your eyes start watering. You wipe the water from your eyes, you can't do it enough. Yeah, that's time my eye doctor used to tell me, that's the time that it's time to get up and go look out the window and look at a mountaintop a long, long way away, because the further something is away from you, the easier it is on your eye isn't stressing as hard. The closer things are up, like a computer screen, that's really hard on the muscles in your eyeball.
For me, it's a little bit weird, too. The days like today when I'm working from home, my screens are a little bit farther away from me than they are when I'm in the office. And I always find myself in the office, they're just at that weird distance where I'm always moving my glasses up and down to get to the right spot.
Exact same thing to my eye doctor, the one I have now, not the one that told me what she told me a long time ago. This is a guy, eye doctor. I told him I have to hold my head a certain distance with the devices that I had, and I had to keep a certain distance between my eyeball and the screens. And I got these two screens that are pretty wide each. So I told him I got to move my head parallel to the screen up and down. I can't just turn my head and look at it because and I didn't know any better way to explain it to him. I said, it's like the focal length is really, really short. And he said, that's not focal length, but I know what you're talking about. And he gave me a prescription that solved for that.
Seeing when I was getting the glasses that I have now, they had an option in there for, I don't remember what they call them, but basically computer glasses, where if you're sitting in front of a computer all day like I am, you can get those. But I don't know. At the time, it was like, okay, do I want to spend another $200 on top of this $200 I'm spending for this for another set? Maybe I should have.
And that's what they told me. You buy one, we'll give you the other one free. But their glasses were super. You could have bought three pairs for one of their pairs. So that's why they did that. Steve, another guy that's on here, you'll hear him every now and then, KM4VWA, Steve. He said, you just get the prescription from Santa, then you go online and order your glasses, and you use the same prescription, you'll get the same lens. So he was absolutely right. So I was able to get two pairs for $200. And one pair is for viewing TV that is mounted to the wall on the other side of the room, and the other pair is for viewing the monitor that's right up close to you. I could get bifocals, but I don't like lifting my head up, looking through the bottom of the bifocals. That's a pain. I'd rather change glasses.
KB2H exit.
What?
Man, don't mention Steve's name. Then he'll show up on here. You really want that?
He was on here earlier, but he's busy working now, so you're safe.
Okay.
Steven here, too. Is it Steve or Steve?
My eyes are break.
They weren't talking about you, Steve.
Oh, yeah, I know.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Doing pretty good. Just, like I said, it's been too long of a day already, looking at too many spreadsheets, and I had to get up and stretch my legs a little bit, walk around, and like Dave was saying, kind of look out the window.
I gotcha. Well, Dave, just real quick, you wanted a report on the unit that I had to fix on Sunday.
Yeah, you got an update?
It's a little bit intricate, but when they put the system in, and when you add a damper board and motorized dampers to the system, you are supposed to add a secondary transformer. auto, you don't tax the transformer that comes in the air handler. What they did was they took the voltage off of the only one transformer there after the 3-amp fuse, and every time a damper would come on and go on and off or something would go on, it would pop the fuse.
Overloaded that transformer with the spikes. I get that completely. Yeah, sometimes those convenient things to do aren't really so convenient, are they?
But that's why when you buy a damper board, it's a whole kit. You get the extra transformer and the whole bit. You're not supposed to you know, come off everything off of one transformer, especially off one little 3-amp fuse. So I had to add a transformer in there, and I got it running.
You know, every little bit of piece of that information like that helps. Now if I'm ever working on something like that, and I have a similar thing, it might not be a damper board, but it might be, you know, something else that somebody did similar to that. So I like to hear those solutions. And, you know, I don't know how a brain does it, but brain can index on that kind of stuff really, really good and pull it up. I don't know how that works. If we could do that in a library, we'd have it knocked.
You know me, if you need any, you know, I'm always at people's disposal. If anybody needs a question answered or, if, you know, anything I can help with, darn well, I'll be able to, you know, I'll try and help if I can. Steven, please take it. KB2HXS.
I also enjoy hearing all these new, everything that you guys are talking about. You never know when you're going to need something, you know. It's always good to learn.
Enough. I'm going to, the dogs and I are going through the drive-thru. We're going to get some lunch. W4DJW.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm, I learn every day, guys. I learn every day. That's why I hang out with Jimmy, N4MMW. He's a great, great teacher when it comes to some of the electronic stuff. But, I like passing the knowledge off if I can. You know, it just, pay it forward, as it were. Go ahead, Stephen.
Exactly. I used to do a lot more than I do now on this. I got my novice back in 1989 and then moved up to technician a short time later. And I'm waiting until now. I'm going next week to take my general. So I've been in and out over the many years, but been mostly the last few years I've been last 20 years probably, working on the software side in business, and now I'm in project management side of it. So you go from looking at a screen with code on it all day to looking at a screen with Excel spreadsheets on it all day.
I got my my novice and technician back in the late 89, something like that. And I took my general exam down in Florida. I think it was 2002 or 3. I can't remember. I was still driving truck back then, so I had an old IC-706 Mark II G in the truck, and my big old screwdriver antenna hanging off the side of my Kenworth. Got a lot of funny looks.
STR. Yeah, I believe it. I know back in the day, you may have started out like I did in CBs, and then it just kind of lost interest and moved on into this. So it was a lot of fun. Been in and out over the years, but finally back and decided I needed to quit messing around and go ahead and work on my general.
Okay, but, you know, being on the road, driving truck, there was a whole group of guys on 20 meters. That was a good mobile frequency. I think it was 14275, I think it was. A lot of the truck drivers hung out there, I think. I can't remember. I could be wrong. But 20 meters was a good mobile band, way back in the day. Of course, you know, I had my dual band antenna up to the roof of the tractor and my screwdriver off on the side.
I was working with a guy at the time back in the late 80s who got me interested in it, and we would get on 2 meters together back in the day. And that was always fun. That's one of the reasons that I got into it, got my technician, and I was able to talk to him back and forth. He kept me interested in it for a while until I changed jobs.
Oh, yeah. I got my license. I was still living up on Long Island. And, in fact, a good friend of mine, who I talk to quite frequently, he wants to move down here. He's been complaining about living up there, so he and I still talk, on the phone and stuff. But yeah, I've been on the radio for quite a number of years, and also being a science fiction fan, you know, communication is important. You know, you got to have that communicator.
It's like I think you were one of the guys talking earlier, maybe about the repeaters and us being spoiled by the hills up here. That goodness, I'm really surprised at the number of repeaters that I can get to from here.
Well, where are you located?
I'm in Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I live in Gurr. Yeah, they're trying to teach me. I live right down the road a piece from you.
So back in the day, I was living in South Alabama, where it's considerably flatter than it is here. So, we didn't have as many options as we do up here in around the hills.
Well, I tell you what, I did 20 years in Florida. I moved down to Florida in 2000, up until 5 years ago. And it's pretty flat down there, but I tell you what, they got some big coverage repeaters down there. They also have a link system, the Florida link system, which is all UHF repeaters all along the state. You can key up in the panhandle and talk to somebody down in the Keys. That's pretty cool. That's a full-time link. Not like the heart system up here. The heart system is only on the weekends.
On the clock. I didn't know that. But yeah, I was where I grew up was down near the panhandle of Florida, southern Alabama. And yeah, we were close enough. We could make day trips to the beach and back, you know. But anyway, yep. Long time ago, it seems like now.
Oh yeah. Well, growing up on Long Island, we hit the beach 15 minutes away, and then spending 20 years in Vero Beach, Florida, you know, the beach was even closer. 15 minutes away, right over the bridge. Boom, at the beach.
South Carolina for gosh. I think I moved here at the end of 1995, so been here for a while. Was trying to convince the wife that we need to move down to Florida. I just prefer the warmer weather, but no chance of that now that we got grandbabies around locally. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. My wife and I moved up here. It'll be 5 years this July, and we're considered halfbacks, which I'm loving the weather up here. You know, some of the people I'm meeting is really nice folks in this area, so pretty happy here. And we got a really nice house and a good location.
I don't know what we're going to do as far as a house. I like where we are. I like all of that. But our youngest just went off to college, so we don't need quite as much now. I have four kids, but all of them are adults now and gone, so we really don't need a house this size. Of course, one of those things that if we move out, you know, we either have to do a giant purge or storage or something. I don't know. Still too much stuff in this house.
Yeah, that's my problem too. We're trying to move to a smaller house. You know, I've got an outbuilding on my property. I got a 24x30 outbuilding with all kinds of instruments, sound gear, guitar amps, drums, all kinds of stuff out there, and I don't know what the heck I'd do with it if we moved to a smaller house.
Just get the kids to take all of their stuff, and that would really help us a lot.
Yeah, that won't happen.
My mother-in-law moved from Missouri down here. I don't know, it's been probably 10 years ago now. She still had stuff of my wife's in there, and my wife had been gone from moved out from her for 30 years.
Still have stuff in my mom's house. I know. I hear you. KB2HXS mobile for ID. Yeah, I'll be home here in about 3 minutes, just on Taylor's Road.
Called KB2 something. This is KC4STR.
It's Kilo Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra. I know I talk a little fast. I've been known to do that. I've been chastised on here for it also. I'm sure Patrick will come on and say something about it. But it's KB2HXS, or H times S. If you write it out that way, you'll remember it.
Yeah, I gotcha. I don't know. And yeah, I'm getting to that age too. And after working in factories, in and out factories most of my adult life, my hearing is not what it used to be.
Definitely for me, even though I'm a rock star in my own mind, I still got pretty good hearing. I don't miss too much. I ignore more than I miss.
Well, actually, I hear fine. It's just that if there's any other noise around at all, things kind of get, I don't know, it's really hard to explain.
Oh, man, I get it. Yeah, sometimes you've got to focus on what you're doing. Anyway, sir, I'm gonna bid you adieu. I'm about where I got to be. I'm just around the corner from the house, and I will say 73 for now. KC4STR, KB2HXS.
Thanks for the QSO there, Dave. And you have a great afternoon. KB2HXS, KC4STR, clear.
73, KB2HXS, clear.
73.